Okay. So I want to finish off the topic of Kinyan Sudar. At least our part will finish off, and then we want to move on to the next Gemara tonight. So let's begin, just picking off a little bit where we left off. So we were discussing the Gemara here on Dav Gimel Amud Aleph, and the fact that the Gemara excludes Chalipin from Kiddushei Isha. The reason that the Gemara does that is because the last line of the Gemara, Chalipin is Nayu B'Pachas Mishava Pruta, B'Isha B'Pachas Mishava Pruta, Lo Mekanya Nafsha. And this is a very, very major debate, as we've discussed, between the Rishonim, how to interpret this line. It's important for Chalipin, it's important for Kiddushin, important for many, many issues. So the last thing that we were discussing was Shitas Rambam. I want to finish off with that. With the Rambam, we were pointing out that there are two interesting phenomena in the Rambam. One is that the Rambam never mentions in Hilchos Ishus that Chalipin is excluded. We know that it's excluded because it's not there, and he says very explicitly that the only thing that works is Kesef, Shtar, and Bia. But it is interesting that he found it necessary to exclude, as we'll discuss, Matana Manas Lahachzir, which is the Gemara in Bomid Beis. The Gemara compares Matana Manas Lahachzir and Chalipin on some level on Bomid Beis. And yet the Rambam omits any mention of Chalipin, even though he does exclude Matana Manas Lahachzir. And when he excludes Matana Manas Lahachzir, he makes no reference to Chalipin in that context either. But what he does is, and this is the Rambam that we have here on Parakei Halakha Chaf Dalet, bottom of page 4, what he does do is he says, Imichzi Raso har lo nanis below igi aliyad aklum. He seems to have come up with a new, or at least an innovative explanation for what the problem of Matana Manas, the Gemara says that Matana Manas Lahachzir works in Kol HaTorah Kula with the exception of Kiddushei Isha. That's already an amazing statement. So some Rishonim thought that was a Din Drabanan. If it's Drabanan, it's Drabanan. I mean, you know, obviously it needs to be understood, but it doesn't have the same force in terms of highlighting either Matana Manas Lahachzir or the uniqueness of Kiddushei Isha if it's a Din Drabanan. But the Rambam clearly seems to think that this is a Din Doraisa. So when the Gemara says that the only Matana Manas Lahachzir that does not work is the case is the case of Kiddushin, when the Gemara says that, clearly that's a very important statement according to the Rambam. And his explanation, which is that there seems to be some deficiency in the intensity or the level of the or the stature of the Hana, that becomes an interesting comment. But he doesn't make any mention of Chalipin. And this is to be contrasted with the impression that you would get if you would read the Rambam through the Ran. I mean, let's say you didn't look up the Rambam, and let's say you just read the Rishonim on the spot. So when you read the Ran's account of Avod Beis, which is a good reason why never to rely on someone else's account. Not because they're inaccurate, but because you'll also appreciate better what they're doing if you see the original. And then you can also keep an open mind about the original. But if you just look at the Rambam, the Ran here, is on page, it's on Beis Amud Beis in the Dape Harith, towards the bottom of the page. Look, Lee, you might as well read the whole thing very quickly. But Kulu Kani Bar Meisha Lefina Sheinisha Nikna B'Chalipin. Everybody have that? In the round? Yeah? Okay. So, Kachi Girsa B'Hilchos Harith. Rabbeinu Haigo, Dores B'Sefer Mekach Memkar, B'Sefer Mekach, Gzeira Sheme Yomru Isha Nikna B'Chalipin. Okay, the Rav Haigon already said that this connection in the Gemara and this din in the Gemara that Matano Manas Lahachzir doesn't work in Kiddushin is a din drabban. V'achi perusha Matano Manas Lahachzir lav Chalipin b'amishi. According to the Girsa of Rav Haigon, you could say that Matana Menasal Haksir is not actually Chalipin. Ela de la fiche nisha nixus b'chalipin gazruba. But since it looks like Chalipin, or people could confuse it, they made a gzera. B'shem dika Chalipin de dama la matana Menasal Haksir. Dahainu Chalipe Suda dahadar. Usually you give back to Sudar, they look alike, people could confuse them. Therefore, we took something that really should work, and we excluded it in order to safeguard, to prevent a misunderstanding. The Apagad Ravashi Omar bin Darin Perakashut Mad Label and Sudri Tata Slo Mitvas. Is it, even though in the Darim it seems like Rav Ashi concludes that if the person were to keep the object, he would be able to keep it, right? Remember, Klomar, Imratza Makin the Shalalatsir Rashai, if he doesn't want to return it, he doesn't have to. Hasam B'derach Techia B'Lachud, this is against the Bali Tosis, by the way, but the Ran, earlier, the Ramban, the Rajba, they all say that when the Gemara says in the Darim, that in the case of Chalipin, if he wants to, he can keep it, but the Eved, that's not the halachic maskana of the Gemara. It's the last thing the Gemara tells us, but it's a d'chiyah b'alma. Okay? Amravashi hachi, b'd'chiyah b'alma, avakush l'milsa di tafas lo mitvas, kinemashma mimemra hachi, u'kvar kasavti zeh sham b'siyata d'shmai. Says, I wrote about this in the Darim as well, you can look it up. The af, girsa sarif, even though the rif does not have the girsa, saying this is Dindra Banan, Shehu Goris of Ishain and Ishan of Isha Niknis Bechalipin, Kach Efshel Farsha, it still might be that this was his intention, Klomar, the Matanam and Asla Hachser, the Chalipin Dami, Vishayach Lemigzar, Atu Chalipin. Fine. Not so clear the rift, but who knows? Aval, Midibra Ramam, the Parakeh Chosishos, the Ramam that we just read, Nira, Shehu mefarish the kol matana ki agavna legabi isha kechalipin who that any matana menasal haksir given to an isha is like chalipin she'ein isha makna atzma bohem. Now if you read the Ran, what impression do you get from the Ran that the Rambam wrote, right, that matana menasal haksir is equal to chalipin and that both are prohibited doraisa, right? Uba matanam nasahasa lo mekani nafsha shorim ena makzirosa lo konsa klal vi makzera sare ena nenes bay and nenes ba. Sorry, if you read the Ran and you rely on the Ran to transmit the Rambam, it is clear that the Rambam equated chalipin and matanam nasahasa. But if you read the Rambam inside, like we did a couple of minutes ago. Man dekar shemei. You see that the Rambam never said a word about Chalipin. Not in Parakei Halacha Chav Dalet, and not elsewhere. And then the Ran goes on, and I think this is the second point. He says, Ve'afilu ne'nez ba, b'shava pruta kodim shifzi rasa, what bothers him? I give you a matana menas lahachzir, right? And kol Torah kula, it works. In Kol Torah Kula, Mamon also needs a pruta. Right? Moreover, I give you my anything. My watch, my pen, my Van Gogh painting, whatever it is. I give it to you for a week. I give it to you for a month. I give it to you for 5 years. I give it to you for 5 minutes. Right? Depending on what it is, it's worth more. Having it that amount of time is worth more than a pruta. What did the Rambam mean when he said that you're not nana? So the Ram was bothered by this. So he says, "Afilo nanis ba shava pruta konim shichzi rasa." And even if he does extract a shava pruta from this, ihu lav bayana kamar la, he's not focusing on the hana part. And then he adds, "Umishumdi mi masnis and mashma shenivis kadashis bechalipin." So Mishnah says, right? Three, and that excludes, according to the second day in the Gemara, Chalipin. Kemosha kasapti lamala. Mishumachi talina matana menas lahachzir de lo tanya b'chalipin. The Ran is facing the following problem. He thinks, according to the Rambam, that why is matana menasa haksir excluded? Because it's matana menasa haksir, and that's the reason that chalipin is excluded, right? But the Gemara, according to the Girsa that we have, says that the chisaron of matana menasa haksir is chalipin. Really, what the Ran in the Rambam is reading is that the chisaron of chalipin is matana menasa haksir. So he's bothered by this. It's the opposite of the way that it's formulated. So he says, "Delo tanya bechalipin." I'm sorry, "Tolina matana menasa haksir." "Delo tanya bechalipin detanya." Since when the Gemara says "lemute mai gimel" excludes chalipin, so therefore when the Gemara wanted to say matana menasa haksir slash chalipin is no good, they hung it all on the nail of chalipin. But really, the reason that they're both no good is because of matana menasa haksir. V'damila, u'makshin en hacha, hechar mina matana menasa haksir, shema matana atanam ben adar miparka shudfim, and so on, etc. What I'm trying to show is, the Ran read the Rambam, read some words in the Rambam that are not there. And they weren't in his copy of the Rambam either. There are no copy of the Rambam. There's no ksaviyat of the Rambam, as far as we know, which has those lines. Why did he do that? Because he read the Gemara and he read the Rambam. He understood that the Rambam was being mefarish the Gemara, and the Gemara connects matano menasa haksir and chalipin. So the Ran assumes that even if those words aren't there, that's the pshat. And that the comp, but then he had two problems. But thank you. He had the problem of Toli Tanya Bidalo Tanya and so on. Maybe the real reason is Matana Menasa Haksir. The Gemara is making the connection in the opposite direction. Moreover, he's having a little bit of a problem with the Rambam. Namely, what's this Hana thing? The Van Gogh's worth more than a pruta in the time that you have it. So is the watch, so is the pen. So, like, is it just because he's not focused on that part of the Hana? Right? The Ran, in other words, by reading the Rambam in this way, for very understandable reasons, has significant problems with the Rambam. What I'd like to suggest, instead, is that the Rambam omitted Chalipin intentionally. What he really thought was that when the Gemara equated Chalipin and Matano Menasa Haksir, it didn't mean that they were identical. The Rambam's view is not necessarily like the Chachmei Sfarad, that even b'dieved you can't keep the chalipin. Simple reading of the Gemara Nedarim is that Rav Ashi says you can keep the chalipin. Right? It's just the Chachmei Sfarad, because of these problems, who said that it was a d'chiyah b'alma. The simple pshat in the Rambam is what the Rambam is saying is as follows. The Gemara wants to know what is the problem of matana amanas lahaksir. The Gemara says the problem is chalipin. And the Gemara meant it. Meaning, the Gemara didn't mean that chalipin is a problem of matana menas lahaksir. It also didn't mean to say that matana menas lahaksir and chalipin are the same. What it meant was that there's a common denominator, right, that ties or binds chalipin and matana menas lahaksir together. It's that common denominator which explains this double anomaly. But once that's true, he doesn't need to mention chalipin in the psak. That's what the Gemara said. The Rama may think it's so obvious that you don't even need to mention it. Because matana menasa haksir is still a form of kesef. It's a kesef that doesn't work. Chalipin, as we'll explain, or as we did last week, we'll just reiterate in a second, is not even chalip, it's not even kesef at all. So the Rambam read the Gemara the following way. What is the common denominator between chalipin and matana menasa lahaksir, even though neither one is the other? The answer is, the Gemara says it, the problem of matana menasa lahaksir is the same problem of chalipin. What's the problem of chalipin? Isha b'pachas misha b'pruta lo mekanya nafsha. Meaning, it might be a fine kinyan, right? But it's not what we call a kinyan shel kavod or kinyan shel hana, right? It's not a kesef shel hana, it's not a kinyan shel hana. It's a formal kinyan, but not one which expresses or conveys the actual sense, the added sense of kavod, right? That is a sine qua non for ishus. We don't care that Lamaisa, the Van Gogh, the watch, the pen, right, produces temporarily way more than a pruta. The problem isn't a quantitative one. The problem is that both in Chalipin and in Matano Menas Lahakzir, this is not viewed as a kinyan shel kavod v'shel hana relative to other considerations. For example, in Matano Menas Lahakzir, what's not mechubad or mahane about it is the fact that you could have given the watch, the pen, the Rembrandt, right? You could have given it permanently. By giving it temporarily, right? Even though, let's say, I give you, I give you a dime, you know, forever, or I give you this Van Gogh for a month, that's worth 1,000 times as much. It doesn't matter. The issue isn't how much it's worth. The issue is relative to what I'm doing, right? Is this a maximal, respectful way to get married, or am I holding back? Is there some ambivalence? Is there some kind of subliminal message here, you know, about my begrudging, let's say, there's some begrudging question mark, right, about the methodology of this kiddush. In Chalipin, it's what the Gemara said. It's lo makanya nafsha because Chalipin is na'i b'pachas mi pruta. I gave you a Van Gogh, or I gave you a kli shava, you know, elef. But I just easily could have given you a machat, and it would have been the same kinyan Chalipin. That makes it a begrudging, or a second rate, or a less than, you know, enthusiastic, na-na, kavod kind of a kinyan. So what the Gemara is saying is, Matana Menas Lahakzir, for its reason, right, shares what Chalipin has for its reason, and both of them, therefore, are not methods that are appropriate, right, for Kiddushei Isha.
Really,
when it came for the Rambam...
You're really saying Rashi's explanation of Ganai is just it's being expanded to the Rambam.
Yeah, I do.
I mean, that's really basically you're saying Rambam and Rashi the same shot.
Largely, yeah. Except the Rambam emphasizes the Hana part, and Rashi emphasizes
the
Ganai part. So there's a little difference. But I think in other words, if you don't interpret Rashi either like Tosas did, which is that Rashi really means that it's very subjective according to each woman, right, and that it has to do with, you know, the requirement of a pruta in general, that's a Tosas read Rashi. I don't think a Pashtus of Rashi that way. Or, even like the Tosas Arush and the Ritva, who said Batla Daita Itzel Kaladam, if they only meant by that that it's a low plug, right, and that we go by, you know, the broader category, not by each individual, I think that Rashi meant more than both of those two. And I think he meant something like this. Again, I think I'm not sure if I mentioned last week the Netziv. I think I did, right? No? On Hayom and Aleph? No? So the Netziv on Hayom and Aleph...
You didn't mention it.
I did.
Yeah.
So the Netziv on Hayom and Aleph is trying to explain why the Gemara there is looking for a mokar for shtar. So the Gemara says, well, maybe we should learn out from Kal v'chomer, right? Kesef, which works in Pidyon, Hektish, and Meiser Sheni, even though Shtar doesn't, so since that's the case, so here, it's better when you read it inside, right? Especially Kavachomer. The line here on top, the Gemara says, Minayin Shaf B'Shtar, the Gemara says, Dinu, Mach Kesef Shein Motzi Machnis, Shtar Shein Motzi, and Adin Shein Machnis. The Gemara says, what are you talking about? Malak Kesef Shekein Ponu Bo Hektish, and Meiser Sheni, Tomer b'shtar she'ein ponim bo hektish ha'maiser sheni. Okay. So the Gemara says, when you're trying to figure out which is more kal, which is more chomer, kesef or shtar, right, it's a toss-up. Because kesef works for hektish ha'maiser sheni, and shtar does not. Okay. So the Netziv asks the following question. He says, what do we have to look to Hekdash and Maaser Sheni? Why not say, Ma Le, you know, Shtar, right? She'eno Mahani be Metaltalin. You can't be Makne Metaltalin or Kone Metaltalin b'Shtar, only Karka. But you could be Kesef, according to Betz Makkos or Melchon Reish Lakers, let's say. If you hold Dvar Torah Mos Konos, right? So Mos works in Metaltalin, and Shtar does not. So it says, what do you need the exotic Hektish and Maaser Sheni? So he says, he gives two answers. One, he says, oh, maybe you're according to the Mandamar, that even in Metalt, fine. Inami, he says, we Dapka wanted to bring a raya from Hektish and Maaser Sheni because we're equating Kiddusha Isha with Hektish and Maaser Sheni. That's a Dabrusha Bikdusha. So the fact that Shtar doesn't work there and Kesef does, that's relevant to Isha. Which, by the way, is interesting, because what about Kikicha, Kikicha, Mistei, Ephron, and Kesef? So all along I've been suggesting that Kesef, in the context of Karka, has its own special status. Right? That would explain that. He doesn't address that question. Okay, but what I do want to say is, the Netziv adds the following Ha'ara. He says, and after all, what does the Gemara mean on Dav Gimel Amud Aleph when it says that Chalipin Esnayu V'Pakas Mishav Pruta Visha V'Pakas Mishav Pruta L'Mekanya Nafsha? What do you mean Kinnan Nefesh? What does that even mean? He says what it means is it's a Davar Shavikdusha. So that's what we mean. The word Mekanya Nafsha means that you have to be Mekadish Anisha as if what you're doing is a Davar Shavikdusha. That's a very beautiful... So anyways... If we have the girsa of Makanya Nafsha, which I think almost all Rishonim do, Bali Tosas changed the girsa out of what they thought was logically compelling evidence. As far as I know, all the Gemaras, or at least the Rishonim who all quote this Gemara, all quote Makanya Nafsha. The Rush later on, when he tries to explain, Gemara says, we'll talk about it in a minute for another reason anyway, the Gemara says, Amar Shmuel, Kitcha Batamra, Afilu Omed Kurt Tamarim Bedinar, Chashin and Shavashar Putamada. That's a Gemara later on in Yud Beis Siman Aleph. The Gemara says that if you're Mekadesh with an object, which locally is worth less than a Pruta, but in some other location it might be worth more, then Chashin and Shavashar Putamada. You have to worry about that. So the Bali Tosa say, this is all Dindra Abana. We'll see in a moment. The Ran, the Rambam, maybe Rashi, Riazokain, I think it's Daraisa. But the Bali Tosis, the Rush, all think it's Drabanan. So they say, why is it Drabanan? Because Ein Lehekdesh Ela Mekoma V'Shaita. Because when it comes to, let's say you said Erki Alai, or you took some object and you wanted to give its value to Hekdesh, so the assessment always depends on the local marketplace. Very interesting economic question, right? Halachic and economic question. If you have different prices in multiple markets, right, what determines when it comes to different issues in halacha? We'll talk about it. So Ein Lehekdesh Ela Mekoma V'Shaita. So the Rish says to the Rush to explain this says, well, sometimes we say it and sometimes, you know, we don't. Why here should we say Ein Lehekdesh Ela Mekoma V'Shaita? So he says because of the Gemara Dav Gimel Amud Aleph, right? Because, you know, Pokus Mishavar Pruta Ein Isha Mekanya Nafsha. It's a very interesting thing. The Chinuch quotes the language of Mekanya Nafsha in Sefer HaChinuch when he tries to explain that preferably, even better than Kesef, you should be Mekadesh with a Tabas, with a ring. And he explains, you know, when you're Mekadesh with a ring, there's a certain, you know, memory and association, right, there's a certain, you know, conveyance of respect. Again, uses the language of Mekanya Nafsha. So I think that this is a very important idea. Anyways, so the point I was trying to make in the Rambam was, I think the Rambam has a different reading of Vav Mem Beis. The Ran had a slightly different understanding of the Rambam, but he definitely interpolated the Chalipin part in there. In fact, The Rambam ignores Chalipin entirely. Why does the Rambam ignore Chalipin, even though I think it works into his reading of the Gemara? So this is what we were saying the last time, and that is, maybe L'shitaso, because the Rambam believes that Kinyan Chalipin is a Kinyan of Das. Not Kesef, not Barter, but a Gemira's Das, Kinyan Das of Mishkat. And that's what we showed last time, that in Parakei, and in Parak Chavtesuchos Mechira, when he explains that a Katan doesn't have Sudar, and that an Eved doesn't have Sudar, in Parakei Yechus Avadim, and the Raibin in both of those places says Kesef, Hareu Kikinya, I'm sorry, Chalipin, Kinyan Hareu Kikesef, sorry, or Logara Mikesef, the Rambam disagrees. The Rambam even compares the din of Kinyan Sudar and Katan to that of Shtar that we discussed last week, right? Namely, the Rambam says, Ein Adam Chosem al Shtar Shel Adam Katan, right? And for that reason, there's no Kinyan Sudar la Katan. We tried to explain that, you know, different gifts, but especially based on the din of Kinyan Bifnei Shnayim Vein Sarach Lomar Ksovu, that basically Kinyan Sudar is a Kinyan of Das. So the Rambam will tell you, I, the Rambam, happen to think that the Kinyan aspect of Erusin is not a small thing. It's part of the Hagdara, it's part of the Chiddush of Matan Torah. You need a real Kinyan here, and not just a Chalosa Kinyan, but the definition of Maisa Kiddushin is a Maisa Kinyan. So you're not gonna do that with Chalipin, given my own global understanding of Chalipin, which is that Chalipin is just basically Dasa Mischayim, and the Maisa that you do isn't really the Maisa Kinyan at all. It's the framework for the Kinyan. So given the Rambam's view of Kinyan in Kiddushin, given the Rambam's view of Kinyan Sudar, basically the Rambam is very L'shitaso here. And he can still read the Gemara very beautifully in terms of the connection between Matan and Manas L'Hachzir and Chalipin, even though that's not what he's writing in Yad HaChazakah. And this, of course, answers the Hana problem, and it answers the Tali Tanya B'delo Tanya problem as well. So this is, I think, the grand view of the Rambam. It also works very nicely with another halacha, which we also find in those Rambams themselves, Perakei Halacha Yud. This is on page 5, line 15. So the Rambam says, Hamokar o hanosein shekano miyado, when you have a matana, right, or a, mecher, whatever, right, shekano miyado, which is done through Kinyan Sudar. So the Rambam says, yesh lekol echa neem lachzer bo kolzman sheoskin ba'oso inya. As long as they are still involved in the matter, right, either party can back out. Well, what does that mean? Even though the Kinyan was witnessed by Edim, it doesn't need to be. We talked about this as one of the issues last week also. Nonetheless, you can still back out. Kolzman sha'asukim ba'oso inyan. Vim hisseka inyan, once the matter has been put to rest, there's no longer any discussion about this Kinyan, then ein echad mem yachol lachzar, apapi she'ein b'neim edim. I mean, if there's no witnesses, as long as they agree what happened, nobody can retract. And then he adds, ukashem shechozer amocher v'hanosein kach chozer halokeach v'hamakabel. It doesn't matter whether we're dealing with the makne or the kone, same idea. Kolzman shasukim ba'osa inyan. And then he adds, ma she'ein kem b'shar darkei haknia. This is true for Kinyan Sudar. It's not true for other Darkei HaKinyan. Now this is based on Gemara in Yesh Noklin, in Bava Basra, a Gemara Daf Kuf Yud Dalid, where the Gemara says, records a debate, you know, how long do you have till you can be Chozer? The Gemara there is certainly speaking of Kinyan Sudar. If you look at the Ramban in that Gemara, so the Ramban quotes the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam, who says, even though the Gemara is talking about Kinyan Sudar, this is true for all Kinyanim. There's no difference. It's true for Kesev, it's true for Meshicha, true for Chazaka. And the Ramban himself says, I don't think it's correct. I think when it comes to other Kinyanim, the cutoff point is Token and Dibor. But when it comes to Kinyan Sudar, there's an expanded window of Chazara, Asukim Ba'oso Inya, which is exactly what the Rambam said. Right? So it's not obvious. This is an interesting machlokas. There's also a machlokas within the machlokas. What's the exception? What's the rule? Should it really be Token de Dibor but, or should it be Asukim Ba'oso Inyan? What's the reason for this distinction? But I don't want to go into all that now. That's really about Basra Kufi Dalad Sugya, and it's also the Rishonim there, the Nemuka Yosef, the Ramban, Rabbeinu Yonah in Bava Basra, and you should also look at the extensive discussion in Choshen Mishpat, probably Simen, I believe it's Simen Kuf Tzadi Vav, the Shach, the Lavush, the Sma, the Ksos and the Sivas. There's a very long discussion why or what the reason for the distinction between Kinyan Sudar and other Kinyanim. What is the reason for that? And different, you know, explanations are given. Certainly the best explanation for the Rambam, for the Ramban, is exactly what we're talking about. And that is a Kinyan, which is based on Das, and Das and Mischayiv, is going to be treated differently than a Kinyan, which is mostly accomplished through an objective Maisa Kinyan. Lekula lechumra, you can make probably equal arguments. You know, whether on the one hand you could say, well, when you have a physical action, so, you know, then to retract that, you know, you're not kind of waiting for the solidification of the das. It's just like, you know, you can, you know, you token edib, where you can undo the action that you took. Here.
Does that apply to Kiddushin too?
I'm sorry? Well, Kiddushin doesn't work in Sudan. So this is a discussion, not for now, in another Gemara in Bava Basra. Kuf. What's that? Kuf Chavtes. The Gemara discusses what about Gittin, what about Nadarim, what about, in general, whether or not, you know, the, and then the Gemara, they were showing there, talk about Kiddushin. Would the more das you need, the more we assume that you're very serious to begin with, and therefore you have less of an opportunity to be chozer? Or since there's no Maisa and the focus is on
the das
itself, so you have a greater window of opportunity. That's what it seems from, you know, from the Rishonim here. So this is a very fascinating argument. I just don't want to go into the details, but this is a great example of it. I'll just give you one other, and I'll take a question. The Rabbeinu Shmaya on Chavav Mudeis in Kiddushin suggests that Rabbeinu Shmaya in Tosis here on Chav Vavmud Beis, the Ramaskil Hachi Garcinan Elamai. So just go to the middle of that Tosis. You'll see Mikan Medakte Karav Rabbeinu Shmaya. Everybody have that? The Ein Moel Kinyan Sudar Ela Bifne Hakona. Rabbeinu Shmaya came up with a very big chiddush, based on his reading of this and a few other Gemaras, that Kinyan Sudar only works in the presence of the Kona. The normal dinim of Zachan Ladav Shalom Fanav don't apply. The Kona has to be present, right? And if he is present, maybe you can do it on his behalf, but he has to be present during the Kinyan. Shilakachlu, hikinalo b'chalipinai de'acher, shilohayimoil klum, kimdalesi l'makabal matana b'faneinu. He's trying to explain a certain case. Well, why don't they just go ahead and make a Kinyan, you know, in on his behalf, even if he's not in the room, he's not present. It sounds, says Rabbeinu Shemaya, like Kinyan Sudar only works when the Kone, right, is actually physically there. Upela Godol hu be'enei Rivan. Rivan was the son-in-law of Rashi. Right, he was one of the sons-in-laws of Rashi. Not the father of the Rajbam, that was, his name was Meir, but the other son-in-law, the Rivan. Shari Maisimi, he took over for Rashi in some of the Masechtas where he couldn't finish. Shari Maisim, b'chol yom, shekonim b'suda shalom b'fnei akone, ha-mekabal matano. Otei dasha, b'chol agmar mash m'shemo, kinyan suda shalom b'fnei akone, al-yidei acher, sha'edim konim b'namakne, Avur Kanarina Bakanina Mine Vimana the Kashal Miknaya Bay. Right at a wedding, we do a kinyan suit on behalf of the kala, you know, for the chuppah.
Right, she's not there.
Ubekama duchter minim shekana miyado v'hu dekana miyado. Mashu b'kol makom she'enim reginim liknos mina makne l'tzorach hakona v'imein mol kinyan aedim ala b'fanav lama so ikar v'hinichu kinyan hakona d'mol liolam. It means only that the Edim can step in for the Kona if the Kona is right there. So why don't you just have the Kona do it?
The Edim are acting as
Shlichim. Yeah. The Gam Lama Hurgalu or Zachin. The Gam Lama Hurgalu Lasas Besudar Shal Edim Kivin Shein Moel Klum El Bifnei Kona. Vazu Yochal Lasos Kimo Edim. He can do it. What? He doesn't have a pen, he doesn't have a handkerchief. Right? It's a very fascinating thing that goes by. Munios quotes it. It's a big discussion in Ashkenaz, in the literature of Ashkenaz, but whether this or Ben Yishmael. But what some of the Rishonim say is, like of all Kinyanim in the world, the Kinyan Sudar, the ubiquitous Kinyan, the uniform Kinyan, this is the one that has to be Dafka in the presence of the Kona, right? But the answer may be, if it's a Kenyan Das, then maybe you can't farm that out.
Well, Boaz and Goel, they were present. It
doesn't mean that you have to be present, right? No one's saying you can't be present. We're just saying, Manishtana, all other Kenyanim. Right. So it's a very fascinating, there are many, many, many other examples of it as well, but yeah, go ahead.
If the Kona is not present, do you use his Caleb, or you have to use...
what do you mean?
Like the Caleb Shalni, right? The Kona is not
present. No, I mean, I think Rabbi Shmaya is saying he's not distinguishing between Caleb and the Sudar. He's saying, normally we say Caleb Shal Kona, but I can do it on his behalf. I can use my pen.
Okay.
You know, as Zachon Lom Shalom Bafana.
All right, so you're Zohan, you're Zohan for that.
Yeah, that's how it works, usually. Anyways, it's a very... I'll give you another one. I should mention that, you know, the assumption here is that Kinyan Chalipa and Kinyan Sudar is Darais. I think the preponderant, you know, view is that is the case. We know that the Mokar for Kinyan Sudar / Chalipa is from the Psukim in Rus. That's what the Gemara quotes in Bava Metzia. It's very fascinating that the Sfarno and the Arachayim, at least, in numerous places, try to show that there were Kinyanei Sudar implicitly in the Torah itself. So that's something to, including, you know, Ephron, and I'll discuss this for a second. Also, the Mechiras HaBechora, you know, from Esav to Yaakov. The reason I'm mentioning it is because there is a tshuva, the Radvaz has a tshuva in which he says that Kinyan Sudar is only Drabana, and that it was a practice in the time of Rus, but its halachic status is that it's only Drabana. And he uses an example where Kinyanim Drabana work for Daraisas, because everybody agrees that it's effective Daraisa. Since it's like, he compares it. Some people think that Chuvas Haradvaz is saying that Kinyan Chalipin or Sudar is what we call Situmta. Situmta is like Derech HaMochrim or Derech HaSochrim, right? The Mazel Bracha, you know, idea. I don't think so at all. Somebody showed me recently that. Where did they show it to me from? Was it the Achiezer or Chaim Moser or some, either the Achchuvas of the Achiezer or one of those kind of, or Dvar Avram, from that, it could be Dvar Avram, that he quotes this Tshuva of the Radvaz, and he says, oh, you see, the Radvaz is saying that Chalipin is Situmta. I don't think that that's what the Tshuva of the Radvaz is saying at all. I don't really even see how you read that. Based on the Yerushalmi, actually. It's a language in the Yerushalmi. I don't think Yerushalmi says it. and I don't think that the Radvan says it. I really don't even see it at all. I do think that there is an overlap between Situmta and Kinyan Sudar. Situmta, but clearly Situmta, the tsura of it, is, you know, it's just a din derech hasochron. There is no tsura, or you know, it's whereas Kinyan Chalipin, Rus, all of that, according to everybody but the Radvaz, as far as I know, is a din d'oraisa. The Radvaz just thinks that this is an example of a Kinyan d'rabanan, which is chal min haTorah. But interesting, there's a debate about Kinyan Situmta in the context of Dover Shelo Baliola. This is appears in the among other places. I'm sure it appears in a few places, but in the Hasagos of Rabbeinu Peretz to the Smak, right? Sefer Mitzvot Katan or Mitzvot Mikorvil. So Rabbeinu Peretz wrote Hasagos on it. So he has a discussion, like there's an exchange there. Rabbeinu Chiel, Rabbeinu Peretz, whether Kinyan Situmta works in a Dover Shelo Baliola. Like, what's the issue? Because again, Situmta is a chalos Kinyan, if you will, Bili Maisa Kinyan. I mean, the Maisa part is the Tzura of the Kinyan is irrelevant. So it's an interesting question to ask whether the Chisaron of Dover Shelo Baliolam in Kinyanim, and in Amak Dover Shelo Baliolam, is that a das problem, a smichus das problem? Sounds that way for many Gemaras. Or is it a Maisa Kinyan problem, meaning in a Dover Shelo Baliolam you can't accomplish a Maisa Kinyan? Or is it a Chalosa Kinyan or a Bailus Le'inyan Kinyan problem? Namely, it's not Nitan Le'kinyan, it's not, you can't create a result of a Kinyan. You don't have the Bailus to change, right, title on a Dover Shelo Baliolam. Right, so there are different, you know, indications. If you look at the Gemara in Kiddushin and the Gemara in Babetzia and Ksuvis, all over the Gemara, different Gemara about Dover Shelo Baliolam. Likely, frankly, since the Gemara does have different manda amrim and different factors that play a role in Dover Shelo Baliolam, Abida Da'asi, you know, Peros Dekel, you know, Bichdechaya, we'll speak about that in just a minute. There are some Gemaras that sound like it's a Smichus Das problem, others sound like it's a Maisa Kinyan problem, others sound like it's either a Bailus or a Chalos Kinyan type problem, and so on. But the point is that if you want to at least neutralize the Maisa Kinyan issue, so whenever you have a Chalos Kinyan, the Maisa Kinyan, in theory, if you felt that was the only problem, it should work in a Dover Shelo Baliolam. So this whole discussion of whether Situmta works in a Dover Shelo Baliolam, which is very consequential, as you can understand, like when you buy futures and things, that's all Dover Shelo Baliolam. So it may be this argument. Partly, this is the discussion that we encounter regarding Hekdesh, although it has its own wrinkle. Amiraso legavoa is kimisiraso lehedyo. Right, so typically what we mean by that, you can create a chalosa kinyan, but there's no real maisa kinyan. It's not like the amira is a maisa kinyan. It's the way the Gemara describes it is, kol hechad isa begaza derachmana isa. Like, you're mechil, the shame, hekdesh on the object, and, some people quote that Yerushalmi, we've talked about in the past, the Yerushalmi, Lashem ha'aretz u'meloa. So, like, you're going back to that, like in Nadarim. So, it's an interesting question, too. The Rambam, the Ravid, and Nuchus Nadarim, Reb Chaim has a piece on this. What's the story about Dover Shelo Baliolam in Amirasa Legavo Kim Sirasa Lahedja? Anyways, so I always thought that given the special status of Kinyan Sudar, right, the status of Dover Shelo Baliolam may be an issue there too. In the Rishonim, I'm not aware of any discussion of it. There is a discussion of this in the Machne Ephraim. Machne Ephraim seems to have a view that maybe Kinyan Sudar would work in a Dover Shelo Baliolam. It's quite a sensational idea. Anyways, given that, so there's a whole discussion in no longer Parshas HaShavua, but if we could turn the clock back about a month and a half, in terms of the exchange between, you know, Yaakov and Esav and the Bechiras HaBechora. So was that really a Bechiras HaBechora? And, you know, could it work? You know, what exactly is the story there? So there are different views, but there, as I said, there are some Mefarshim who think that the Bechora was sold with a Kinyan Sudar. So even though it's a Davar Shelo Bali Olam, you can be makna that with a Kinyan Sudar? What?
Was Esav looked at as a goy? Well, that there's a question whether Kinyan Sudar works with it with an Adam.
Right.
So there would be a difference between whether.
Right. 100%. So let's say, according to Rabbeinu Tam, you know, who thought that that even a goy has Kinyan Sudar. But it's an interesting question. So that's the Aruch Chaim, actually, in his Perush on the Parsha, has a different pshat. He says, you know, that it's Michra Kayom, and that, you know, why Michra Kayom? Because it was only Kedei Chaya. What? Yeah, you saw it. So he, it's a, you know, he has, sometimes he has like these really fascinating.
What's he say? Michra Kayom? What's he say?
He said Michra Kayom. He meant, you know, Hina Nochi Halech Lamus. Basically, he was saying, I'm starving, I'm going to die. So, you know, it was pretty katsuv how much the price. He's trying to explain two things at the same time, as I remember it. Number one, like, you know, how do they figure out a price? But number two is like, it's the Davar Shelo Bali Olam. So he says, oh no, it's like the Gemara in the end of the first paragraph of Metzia, which says that if it's Kedei Chayav, then you can be makin a Davar Shelo Bali Olam. Because it isn't, why? Because normally it's...
Davar Shelo Bali Olam.
I'm sorry?
The Avodah was in the Bechorah, but he also had the Avodah.
Okay, and, I mean, it's not clear what he was selling there. I mean, Rashi says that it's the Avodah, and that's how Rashi says, Vayivez Be'enav, right, Hinei Nochi Halech Lamus, is like, you know, whatever. Some of the other Mepharshim think that it's the Chelek HaBechor.
Right, and you can't sell
Bechor. But I'm not sure that you can sell either of those. I mean, none of them exist now.
You can't buy Kahuna.
Yeah, so that's what some of the, a lot, the all that, they say, hey, you can't buy kahuna, but there were two candidates here. So you just have to push out the better candidate for the worst candidate. Or they were saying, which is also fascinating, that you can't buy kahuna because kahuna is a dinan yichus. Right? But before it was, this is, I think, one of the lines with one of the Mefarshei Rashi. It could be the Sasek HaKomim or the Mizrahi, one of them said. But when it was Bechora, so it wasn't it wasn't that kind of a yichus. It was like a sliding scale, like who's the best, who's the one who represents, and especially then, in the beginning. So I think that's a fascinating idea. Meaning, once it became a yichus thing, of course, you know, you can't cross. But here, number one, there might have been two bechors. That's also part of the story, right? With the, you know, two hagdaros of bechor, you know. Number two, that's already 2 days in Bali Tosis and that famous Gra. Everybody know the famous Gra? Like the Diuk of the Gra. It's a very famous thing. No? No? In Parshas Ki Teitzeh.
Yeah.
The Gra says, who's a Bal Kore here? Yeah, how's it go? So it's Ha'achas Ahuva Va'achas Snua. How does it go? Yeah, so the Gra points out, you don't know this Gra?
Yeah, it's
the one with the
we must have talked about it.
Came before and after.
Right? Switches the order.
Yeah.
It sounds like the Leda, right, was of the Ahuva first, and yet we're saying that the Bechor was from the Snia.
Then it seems that the God never said it.
What's that?
It seems that the governor has said such a thing.
Okay. And Reb Shlomo Kluger, I think, quotes that Reb Chaim Mivalajin passed him that way. That he quoted this Gra. And then he passes. It appears in Kol Aliyah. In Kol Aliyah, it's hard to know. The defense, the reason to think that he did is because, like, who but the Gro would have noticed this? Right? It's such a good diuk. So the diuk is that the Leda is mentioned in the Psukim, of the Ahuva, even though the Bechor is the Ben Asnia. So the idea is that was the Tipa Rishona. So this is all, but anyways, it doesn't matter. My point is that to answer your question, there might have been two Bechors and he was a better Bechor or a secondary Bechor. It might be because two brothers. It might be before when it was Bechora.
Look up in Sava Kabbalah.
Okay. Either way, the point I try to make is that, that there's a lot going on there. But the Or Chaim's answer is, he says, oh, no, it was, Hine Enochi Halech Lamus, Michorli Kayom. So he's quoting on the Gemaras in Bava Tzia that say, you can be Makan Dov Shalom Bali Olam, if it's Kedei Chayav.
That's a Dindar Abonim?
So that's the question. So maybe it's a Dindar Aisa. If the problem, I guess the explanation would be, if the problem of Dov Shalom Bali Olam is Asmachta, I mean, it's a lack of Das, so then, if it's Kedei Chayav, then it's not a Smachta anymore. It's not a Guzma, right? So it's that's an interesting suggestion. There's a very famous tshuva, the Rivash, where he quotes the view of the Bali Tosis and the Rush, right? Or the Rush and his son, who say that the issue in the case of Yaakov and Esav, what he said to him, he shavali. So since it was a shvua, that matters. So the Rivash says, I don't think, just like you said, the Netziv said that the Gra didn't write it. So the Rivash said, I don't believe that the Rush and his son would ever say such a thing. Must be a false report. Because why would a shvua have any impact on something like Dovah Shalom Bali Olam? There does seem to be indications from other places also that this was the pshat that they gave. So what's going on? So again, what you could say is that if the problem of Dovah Shalom Bali Olam is an asmachta problem, right, then the shvua helps you too. Because the whole point is with the shvua, we'll see this in Tosfos Rit in just a minute, that you can't really back out. Since you can't back out, right, there's a certain built-in seriousness to the process. But I always thought if you wanted to combine some of these things, namely, if it really was a Kinyan Sudar, right, so forget about the Machan Ephraim, which if you're like a Machan Ephraim, that you can be Machan Dover Shul Bali Olam with a Kinyan Sudar, that seems like a very big chiddush. But let's say it this way. If the problem of Dovah Shalom Bali Olam is mostly a problem of Das and Asmachta, so the idea of Mikra Kayom and the idea of the Shavua and the idea of Kinyan Sudar, or maybe each one or all of them together, is a way of establishing that there really is serious Das and Ashayiv. Maybe that was the basis, for this particular possibility. Maybe. Anyways, so much for the Rambam. Okay. There's a lot more, obviously, in Kinyan Sudar, but let's move on to others. So the Tosfos Rid, maybe, is very fascinating, Tosfos Rid. A lot of the Achronim speak of it, the Marit speaks about it, and then maybe Nosei Kelim and Shulchan Aruch picked up on it, particularly Avnei Miluim, both in Alatar, in the appropriate section, I think it's called Simon Chavtes in Evan Ha'ezer, and also in a Tshuva Kaf Aleph, I think, in the back of the Avnei Miluim, he has 24, 25, 27, I don't remember, Tshuvas. Anyways, one of them deals with the question of Yisuri Anon, Kiddushin B'Yisuri, whatever. He talks about this as well. So everybody talks about this Tosfos Rid because it's very, very hard to read. So let's look at it for a minute. This is on page 3. The Tosfos Rid is bothered by the same thing everybody else is bothered by, and that is, what do you mean, Chalipin Isnai B'Pachas Mishav Apruta? Well, why don't you just be Mekadish with more than Apruta? Right? I mean, why should this Pagam, why should the fact that it's Isnaiu B'Pachas Mishav, why should it taint the whole category and every example of it? This is the Tosfos Rid, line number 12. Lemute chalipin, kashali tuva. V'imnasa nadam suva li'isuda li'isha she'esh shava pruta alfa bishanasla b'toris chalipin amai enam kudeshes. Which is his way of saying, I don't understand the Mara Gemara's maskana. Why should this be true? Right? V'hare yesh kan shava pruta. He's giving her a pruta. V'kim v'denikita bei gimel al gimel v'hi rashois. It should be, I think, la'ashko or la'chalko. Amai enam kudeshes. right? She has the right to, according to the Mandamar and the Gemara and the Darim, that Bidi Eved can keep it, and it's Ki'ilu Paska, which is also a language that the Gemara uses. So she's holding in her hand Shavapruta. And why should that be disqualified? Even though she might choose to give it back, right? That is an extraneous point because it's not obligatory. Vimi Rotsa, who shall love, he wants to keep it. If she wants to keep it, she keeps it. The Gamim Kitsha Bamana. Let's say he gives her $100 or $1,000 or $1,000,000. And afterwards she says, you know what, I want to give you back the money. She can do that. She doesn't have to keep the Kesef Kiddushin. So if she chooses to keep the Chalipin, she can choose to keep it. If she chooses to give it back, she gives it back. As long as it's not built in that she has to. Klum Yesh Lomar Sheinu Mekudeshes. So if somebody gives back the Kesef Kiddushin, you're going to say it undoes the Kiddushin. So he says the following. V'nirali Lomar. She'im b'zeh asudu lebad nisratas lelekadsha. This is a big, big chiddush of the Tosfos Reed. Tosfos Reed says, according to the way everybody else reads the Gemara, Kiddushin b'chalipin would work. In other words, if he gives her a sudar, and he says to her, Hareet Mekudeshes, right, with this sudar, b'toras chalipin, I'm not talking about the sudar alone, of course, could be kasa. He says, in the name, I'm doing it as b'toras kinyan chalipin. But I'm using the Suda, which is Shavapruta. According to the Tosfos Reed, that would be Kiddusha. V'hacha b'mayaskin and kagon, shehisni malikad shebamana, v'lohaya nosna la, achshav, right, ela hitfisa sasudar, shetiskadish lo v'lo tachzerba, v'hu yischayv litela mana lacharzman, v'chiyay gabna v'adeinu mekudeshes, kim shelo nisratis liskadish lo lebamana, Umana Enkan. A fascinating case, built a little bit on something that we'll discuss later in the year. The Gemara later on in Daf Ches. The Gemara says, Hareat Mekudeshesli, right, Bidinar, or Bimana, I'm sorry, right? And he gives her a Mashkon. So the Gemara says, Eina Mekudeshes, Mana Enkan, Mashkon Enkan. We have to figure out exactly what that means when we get to that Gemara. Like a switch and bait kind of a thing, you know? But really, what's wrong with it in that context? So the Tosfos Reed says, that's the case of Chalip. Kind of. He's Mekadesher with a money. With $100. Right? He says, I want to be Mekadesh with $100. She says, oh, I'm so excited. I'm ready. Right? Then he pulls and takes out his pocket and he gives her a sudar. And he says, with this Kenyan sudar, right, I commit to you that I'm not going to be chozer for my commitment to give you the $100. Now, it creates a two-step process out of what should have been a straightforward follow-through on his, integrated simple kinyan.
Isn't it the wrong way, though?
I'm sorry?
Isn't it the wrong way, though, if he's committing to give her...
He's mekadesh with a mana. He's still mekadesh with a mana. Yeah, he says the chalipin... is my kinyan, right, that I will... I'm sorry?
He is the makna.
He's the kona.
She's getting the mana.
Yeah.
And he's giving her the...
He's giving her the sudar, and she's getting...
the cash, and he's... From him, and he's also giving her...
He's committing with the chalipin together.
No, that's not how to look at it. The way to look at it is... She doesn't get anything right now.
Right.
She doesn't have any money in her hands. He says, I'm going to be Mekadesh with $100. I don't have my
checkbook.
The check is in the bank, says, it's going to be ready any day now. Right? But I want to be Mekadesh right now. So I want the Kiddushin to be Chal by my... guaranteeing this $100 with the Dasa Mischayev, let's call it, of the Sudar. Right? Is that a problem of Kael Shemakna? Not really. right? That's he in lieu of the money that he owes. It's not a mashkon either, right? It's a solidification, if you will, of his commitment not to be chozer on the mana, and therefore, since he can't be chozer, le'inyan that, to be considered that the kiddushin is with the ichazara, even though he didn't actually give him the money.
So yeah. The first case like a shava b'shava, and the second case like where it's just sort of like a kinyan das.
You mean the mana part?
No, the
mana is kasef.
No, the first part where he's accepting, where she's accepting the sudar as the kiddushin, right?
You mean the two cases?
No, the two cases are right.
I see what you're saying. In the first case is a regular case where he's mekadesher with the sudar, but betoras chalipin, not betoras kesef.
As like a barter of like an equal versus a sudar, which is like a kinyan das of not a shava b'shava.
Oh, that's true in any sudar that isn't para b'chamar or a watch for I don't know, whatever, right?
Yeah, but in the case of Kedushin, you don't have that kind of, you can't say like...
No, it's clearly not a barter in that sense. So the whole discussion, if you make distinctions between Shabbat, 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 like Rebbe Tam does in the Raivin in his way and so on, though that would apply here too, that's true. All I'm saying is, that is the typical Kedushin, that is a typical Kinyan Sudar that we normally talk about. Normally, Kinyan Sudar is not... let's say I want to do a real estate deal with Kinyan Sudar. Now, there's a price, and the price includes a commitment for an amount, right? But the whole point is that the money in that case is not the Kinyan, and not backing out of the money is not the Kinyan either, right? Typically, it's a one-step process. Now, the kinyan takes place with the sudar. If that was happening in kedushin, says the Tosas Rid, that would be fine, as long as the object was worth more than a pruta. But here, it's a two-step process. We're trying to initiate the kinyan by the inability to be chozer from it, by this secondary transaction, the sudar. And that's what he calls mana inkan, sudar inkan. Okay? The ava bisha besade kona hasudar, he says if you did this in a field, it would work. Because otherwise, all Gemara doesn't make any sense. Right? The Gemara is saying that the only reason this doesn't work is because isha bepokas mishar prutala makanin afsha, right, kivin disnayim. So the implication is that in other areas but Isha, so this does work in this way. So he says, im machar lo sada b'mana, v'lo nasa lo ha'mana, she'ikneu b'kesef, v'nasa nasa sudar, sh'lo yusar lachzer bo. Kana es asada v'chayv liten es ha'matana lachar z'mana. I'm going to show you, we'll tell you something fascinating in a minute. I've said it before, but now you'll understand it better because you've seen the words. I'll tell you the Avnei Milurim in just a second. Everybody with me? The Elohim Chalipin Shekona Bekol Mokom and Bekayim in the Samachira. Well, that's not the way normally Kinyan Chalipin is understood, right? It's not understood that it's a solidification or a commitment, you know, for part A, and that makes it a Kinyan of A through B. And Bekayim in the Samachira Kedetziv Ala Geula. The sudar canal, mashen can be isha, but time of the milsa, given the chalipin is now pox of shabrut lo mekain in afsha, li skadish lo tucha lachsa, but me pox of shabrutta. The given the pochas lisnayu, mishabrutta nami lisnayu, shen xero shabala machsa, chita and samana. Wow. That's a Tosas Rid. Now, how does that even, why would that even work in a normal case? So if you ask me, I would say maybe that the Tosas Rid has a different wrinkle on the idea of Kinyan Das. Meaning his understanding of Kinyan Sudar now, right, that emerges because of this question. It's like, oh, these things are so fascinating because, you know, you see how, you know, different thinkers, and this is always true, you know, what's compelling you know, when you have difficulties to navigate, you know, so which are the ones that are, you know, machria, you know, beinehem, you know, so that you're you know, trying to honestly come to grips, you know, with the truth, you know. So for the Tosfos Rid, you know, the first questions, so the idea that Kinyan Sudar is with the Sudar directly, and that somehow Kivin Deisnayu B'Pachas Miputa would, you know, contaminate the entire category, that's just Lo Yitachein B'Chla. Okay? So to explain this Gemara, he essentially, right, you know, reflected upon and came up with a totally different take on how Kinyan Sudar, what Kinyan Sudar is and how it ever works, when it really works. Right? And the way it works is always, it's always this, maybe very quietly, but it's always this kind of two-step process. Now, typically, what happens is, when I'm in a real estate deal or some other deal, as I say, there's always a price involved, but we don't usually look at it that way. We don't usually say, oh, the Kinyan is with the price, but the Kinyan here is not being chozer on the price. That's not the normal way we look at it. We look at it, this on some other Kinyan called Kinyan Sudar. The price part is just the conditions, the smichus das. Right? But I think that if the Tosfos Rid is going to make sense at all, it only makes sense if you had a predisposition, or maybe this is the cause, of thinking that Kinyan Sudar really is a Kinyan of Saibus Minas. Just that it's different from the way I was explaining it in the Rambam. In the Rambam, it's the concretization of your agreement in this case. Right? And in the Tosfos Rid, it expresses itself by an intense level of commitment, right, to the outlines, you know, of another agreement. And therefore, as like a secondary application of that, you know, I'm not going to be chozer on our money deal. That's the Kinyan. Yeah.
According to the Tosfos Rid, is there any difference between Kinyan Sudar and Kinyan Kesef?
Well, there is, yeah. Sure. Because Kinyan Kesef is with the mana. Yeah. Kinyan Sudar is...
If you say to a woman, I'm going to be in Kaddish with the mana, and you give her one pruta now...
So this is a very interesting... I hear what you're asking. So this is the interesting point I wanted to make, too. So let me just make my point first, and then I'll give me 30 more seconds. But you're leading right into the point I wanted to make for the Avnei Miluim. So the way I understand the Tosfos Rid has this very mechudash understanding, but it's a form of Kinyan Das, which is that what Sudar is it creates a Kinyan... Right, by agreeing, right, fully, in a way that doesn't allow you to back out. In other words, right, to the conditions that, you know, might have, you know, required more of a follow through. You don't need the follow through because of the dasa miskayev here. Okay, it's not exactly like the Rambam, but it's not so far from it either. Now, you asked a very good question, so let me tell you what the Avnei Miluim says. He quotes about Rid, who has a whole different take on the Tosfos Rid. As everybody's excited about the Tosfos Rid. The Avnei Miluim's take on the Tosfos Rid is as follows. You remember the Sma and the Taz? So the Sma and the Taz are as follows. Right? If I buy a field, piece of real estate, right? And we agree that I'm going to give you $100. Right? So then the question is, you know, what is the Kinyan Kesef? Is it the $100? Right? Or is it a dollar? And or what is the dollar? Is the dollar Tchilas Piron? It's, you know, the down payment on the 100, I owe you 99 more. Or is it a symbolic, right, dollar, which doesn't even come out of the 100? I still have to pay you 100, right? So remember, that was the machlokas between the Sma and the Taz in general. The Sma says, No, Kinyan Kesef is Tchilas Piron, like it is kind of in Metaltalin and so on. And the Taz says, absolutely not. It's Kesef, and it's a symbolic pruta, which has not, the price is just Smichos Taz. Okay? Comes the Avnei Miluim. The Avnei Miluim says, I happen to agree with the Sma. The Nesivus happens to agree with the Taz. The Avnei Miluim, the Kso, says, I think the Sma is totally right. Meaning, I think, typically, Kinyan Kesef is Tchila Sapiro. He says, oh, but that's what the Tosis Rid is really telling us. The Tosis Rid is saying that Chalipin is the Taz's Kesef. Now, when you think about it, I think that's exactly what you were asking me. Or am I putting words in your mouth? Meaning, what really happened, the way he's reading the Tosis Rid is as follows. What happens? The guy says, I want to be Mekadesh you with $100. Right?
Here's a book.
And then he gives a Sudar, but he still owes the $100, but that's going to be the Kinyan for the $100 field. So the way I understand, I don't think that's what Tosis Rid is saying. I think what Tosis Rid is saying is what I said before. Namely, I hereby commit myself not to back out, even though I didn't do it yet. We talked about, you know, when can you back out from a Kinyan. When can you back out from a Kinyan is a question once you do the Kinyan. Right? When can you back out the Kinyan when I said to you, I'm going to give you $100 for your field. Or I'm going to give you $100 for a Kiddushin. When can you back out? It's not called backing out. You know, you haven't done anything. Of course you can back out. Of course you don't have to go through with it. The Chiddush of the Tosis Rid, in my opinion, is that you've slammed the door on Chazara by making yourself fully committed without doing the Maisa Kinyan. That's the Kinyan, and that's why I call that a kind of Kinyan Nas. A Kinyan of commitment. But that's not how the Avnei Miluim read it. The Avnei Miluim read it the following way. You made an agreement for a $100 deal, right? If it was Kesef, you'd have to give the first of the $100, right? But if it was the Taz's Kesef, right? You'd have to give an amount, a pruta, right? That wasn't the first of the $100, but was extra of the $100. That's what's happening here. You're giving the Sudar, and you're saying the Sudar that I'm giving should solidify the $100 deal that we made. So the Avnei Miluim said, that's the Taz's Kesef, which we think isn't really Kesef, but we could say that the Taz's Kesef is the Tosis Rid's Chalipin. That's what he says.
It's no good.
What?
Tosis Rid says it's no good in such a case.
In Kiddushin.
In Kiddushin.
But it is good in Sada.
Okay, but in Kiddushin it's not
that's
good.
So good, because we don't pass like the Taz. So it's not Kesef, but that is Chalipin. The Avnei Miluim ends up saying, the Taz isn't wrong completely. The Taz is just wrong about Kesef. What the Taz calls Kesef, the Tosis Rid calls Chalipin. Amazing. Okay, so there's one other sheet I want to mention before we, and then next time we'll continue to the next Gemara. There's one other way to read the Gemara here, the Ran. We're not going to read it inside because it's too late. Let me just tell it to you quickly. Again, everybody's bothered by the same, by, you know, two problems. Number one, like, how do you read this Maskana? But especially, also, how do you read the Havamina? What was the Havamina? You can be Mekadesh and Isha B'Chalipin, right? Right? And then what's a Maskana? You can't. Why? Because Kivin disnayu b'pachas mipruta, misha b'pachas mipruta. So the Gemara didn't know that in the Havamina that you could be Mekadesh, that you could do Chalipin with less than a pruta? What happened from the beginning to the end? So the Ran says, no, everybody got it wrong. Everybody got, you know what, maybe we'll read it just for one more minute. Everybody got it wrong. The Havamina was not that you can be Mekadesh Lamala Mipruta. I'm sorry, that you can be Mekadesh Lamala Mipruta. And then the Maskane is, you can't because it's Nayu. The Havamina was that you should be Mekadesh, the Chalipin, even with less than a Pruta. And the Gemara said, you can't do that. Or maybe it said, you can't do that and more. Look at the Ran. Look at line 27. Lefi daiti, shtei kushas halalu, ha'achas mitaretzas bechaverta. Everybody have it? Line 28? Demikara hachimakshinan, sokadai dechamina, kinyan, chalipinu, bechal kicha, ksuva bekidushin. We thought that chalipin was a kind of a kasef. The chalipin mitores kasef mahani. How can we think that chalipin was a form of kasef if we always knew that chalipin is naomi pachas mipruta? Afilo hachi efshar dekivan debeinan behu kli the davar hamesuyam kedisa perkazav davar chashuvu afapi sheena shava pruta. The Gemara thought that even though chalipin works with less than a pruta, it's still kasef, and it might even work with kiddushin in that way, because it's a kli, it's a davar mesuyam, and therefore it's a davar chashuv. Ava pishen shava pruta. Kinarminan, according to Gemara and Shavuos, mali, ma kli davar chashuv, nishamachar minim tanu beis machtin, vahodalo, yatsu kein lamashim kidisa perik shavuos adayanim. The kibush akein ikal amemar demitoris kesef konin ubechal kiyichachninu umahadrinan anan sade disha pachzim sharpruta afila bekli shalem lo makanya nafsha sheilu kein af pachzim pruta bechal viefshar miata damim dibrakasa velo chalipin. An amazing havamina that an isha can be miskadeshes with a kli less than a pruta. Kamashmalan, it's not true because of makanya nafsha. So what happened to Shavapruta? So what we see from the Ran is seemingly that there are two dinim of Shavapruta, something we've mentioned before, and which we need to elaborate on as we march through these tapit. Shavapruta has a double function. Because on the one hand, it's an amount, as we discussed last time. Heisloim b'pidgin aben is an amount, and one of the erchin numbers are amounts. Right? And Beis Shammai's dinar is an amount. And Shavapruta is an amount. But Shavapruta perhaps has another significance, and that it is the Rubicon, according to many, of Shem Kasef. So when we say that you need a Shavapruta for Kiddushin, are we talking about the amount? Or the Rubicon. Or both. So that is a very important question generally. Might distinguish between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. And that may be what's going on in the Ran, and by extension the Rajba and Shavuos. The Rajba and Shavuos, with this will end, raises the Safek. But Lahalacha, not just as a Havamina of the Gemara. But the Ran says here about the Havamina of being Mekadesh, Isha, Bechalipin, less than a pruta, the Rajba is Mistapek Lahalacha in Perek Shavuos Adayanim. He says, I'm not sure if you were Mekadesh and Isha with a Kli, less than a pruta, but it was a Kli, I'm not sure that it wouldn't work for Kiddushin. You need a pruta. Aside from which, it sounds like it's against our Gemara, which is the Xosis question in Siman Peches. The Sivas tries to answer it, the Avnei Miluim here answers, gives a different answer. But what does it mean? The answer may mean that a Kli less than a Pruta, which is a Davar HaMesuyim and a Davar Chashuv, is not a Shiur Pruta. Because if you go to the candy store or the stock market or whatever it is, they're not going to give you a Pruta for this particular Kli. That's the whole point. But would you say that it doesn't have a shame Mamon, as long as it has function, maybe it's considered Mamon. That's exactly the suffix of the Rajba in Shavuos. And that was the Havamina of the Gemara, according to the Raj. So I want to speak 2 more minutes about this next time, because it's very important, and then move on to the next Gemara on Gimel.